Italy's President Giorgio Napolitano asked Italian politician Matteo Renzi to form a government on Monday. The 39-year-old mayor of Florence will be Italy's youngest ever prime minister. The Democratic Party leader faces challenges in his first task, building a dynamic and harmonious coalition in the midst of political turmoil, not only across party lines, but within his own party as well. A professor of international relations at the American University of Rome, James Walston, told Vatican Radio the situation is one that used to occur more frequently before constitutional reforms some two decades ago.
The exceptional nature of this change of government is that it's all come from within the political party, a single political party. This sort of thing used to happen long ago with the Christian Democrats, but it was a very different system. And it's the first, what has happened now, this last week, is the first time it's happened in what the Italians call the Second Republic, the change of system which took place about 20 years ago.
He will also now be, and I'm assuming that he'll be able to form a government, but he's going to be the third non-elected prime minister in a row.
Remember that Italy is a parliamentary republic. The government and the prime minister are in position for as long as they have a majority in parliament, not for winning a majority in within the people, within the electorate. And so it's not in constitutional terms. There's nothing untoward about Renzi or indeed Letta or indeed Monti being prime minister. If Berlusconi lost his majority in parliament, and he was the last person who had an elected majority in parliament, but he lost it. So he was no longer prime minister. Monti was able to maintain that, was able to take it and then maintain it for almost 2 years, Letta for just under a year. So this is not particularly exceptional. What is exceptional in Italian terms and in anybody else's terms is that the three leaders of the biggest parties in parliament aren't in parliament themselves. Berlusconi, Grillo and Renzi. And that is exceptional. And that certainly does indicate some sort of sidelining of parliament and sidelining of some of the elected institutions. So there is a change going on, but it's not just because the prime minister's not been confirmed by the people.
Once Renzi is able to form a government and is to take over, what are the pressing things that he's going to have to deal with?
Well, he has the major reforms of the system, which the first one is the electoral system, and he's already put forward a bill which is moving towards some sort of discussion and will probably get through fairly quickly. Then, much more difficult, and because it's a constitutional amendment, there will be the readjustment of the Senate. So the Senate will have to, in effect, vote for its own abolition, its abolition for its equal powers to the chamber. And then, of course, outside of that normal politics, there are the major problems of unemployment and getting the economy going again. And reviving the economy is something which has begun to happen. There are these tiny signs that the Italian economy is getting just a little bit better. But we're not going to go very far in Italy with an economic increase of 0.1%. It needs to be much more than that.